Gunderson stepped closer to Mallett and lifted a hand to poke the gambler in the chest with a long, blunt forefinger. Mallett took a step back.
Maybe I don't know you, but I run into plenty of men like you. You wear your fancy suit and think you're better than everybody else.
I don't think I'm better than anybody, I swear.
Hey. The giant suddenly seized Mallett's wrist.
Soft hands, I knew it. You're a gambler, a damn tin horn gambler, always going around cheating people like me and taking our hard-earned money.
No, I swear.
John Henry glanced around at the other men in the bunkhouse, including Simon Garrett. They were all watching with interest, but none of them made a move to interfere.
Gunderson probably does this every time a new man shows up at the ranch to mark his territory. He's a bully, and Mallett sure ain't gonna win this fight on his own.
John stepped up behind Gunderson and tapped the giant on the shoulder.
Hey!
Gunderson let go of Mallett's wrist, swung around, and glared at John Henry with an expression as dark and ominous as a storm cloud about to break.
What the hell do you want?
If you've got a problem with my partner there, you've got a problem with me.
Oh, is that right? Well now, what do you figure on doing about it?
This.
John Henry put a lot of power behind the punch. The blow landed solidly on the big man's jaw, and it should have put Gunderson on the floor. But he just stood there. His head barely moved.
Oh, hell.
The giant's hand shot out and grabbed John Henry by the shoulder. The grip felt like a pair of bear traps snapping shut. John Henry's feet came up off the floor, and before he knew what was happening, he found himself flying through the air. He came down hard on one of the bunks and bounced off to land on the floor. The bunk was probably the only thing that saved him from at least one broken bone. The sound of the giant's footsteps penetrated John Henry's stunned mind and galvanized him into action. He rolled desperately to the side. One of the man's huge feet came down on the space where John Henry's head had been just an instant earlier. He would have crushed his skull like an eggshell if he hadn't gotten out of the way. He reached up, grabbed Gunderson's leg, and heaved. That trick had always upended an opponent before, but Gunderson just stood there for a moment, unmoving as a mountain, leering down at him. Then he lifted his foot to kick John Henry in the face. Once again, John Henry rolled out of the way just in time. He came up on hands and knees, and he scrambled a couple of yards before climbing to his feet.
I could blow a hole in him, but I'm not even sure a bullet would stop that runaway freight train. Plus, this started as a bare-knuckles brawl, so I've got to finish the same way to get everyone's respect.
Gunderson charged, swinging wild punches with a hammer-like fist at the end of his tree-trunk arms. He was surprisingly fast, but he had no technique whatsoever. Probably he'd never needed any boxing ability to win a fight. His size, reach, and strength would have been enough. John Henry ducked under the looping swing. Then he shot a pair of punches left and right into Gunderson's belly. His fist just bounced off the layered, rock-hard slabs of muscle. While John Henry was close in, Gunderson tried to envelop him in a bear hug that would lead to broken ribs and possibly death. John Henry twisted away from the deadly embrace. He shot an uppercut to Gunderson's chin. Once again, it was like punching rock.
Oh, hell's fire. All right, so now I know the guy doesn't have a glass jaw.
And hitting him on the button didn't do the job either. His hands ached. He knew he was going to wind up breaking his knuckles if he kept on pounding away at this seemingly invulnerable Gunderson.
Everybody has a weak spot, damn it. It's just a matter of finding it.
John Henry didn't like to fight dirty, but sometimes a man didn't have any choice. The man charged, and John Henry kicked him between the legs.
Well, apparently his groin isn't his weak spot either.
Gunderson flicked out a punch that clipped John Henry on the jaw. He flew backwards and rammed up against one of the thick beams that supported the bunkhouse roof. His vision blurred, and he would have fallen if not for the beam at his back. His sight cleared just in time to see a fist that looked like it would have filled a bucket rocketing at his face. John Henry's legs were unsteady to start with, so he just folded them up and let Gunderson's fist slam into the beam.
Oh, why you?
He tried to kick John Henry. The lawman flung himself out of the way and rolled across the floor. As he came up to one knee, he saw something unexpected. Nick Mallett leaped at Gunderson from behind and landed on the big man's back. He wrapped his legs around Gunderson's waist and started flailing punches at his head. Gunderson just brought up his left arm and drove his elbow back at Mallett's head. Mallett's attack served one purpose. It had distracted Gunderson long enough for John Henry to get his feet under him and set himself for another punch. There was one spot he hadn't tried yet. As Gunderson turned back toward him, John Henry darted forward. He snapped a sharp right to the big man's nose. The punch landed perfectly, and hot blood spurted under John Henry's knuckles. As Gunderson took an involuntary step backward, the first time he'd been rocked in this fight, John Henry bored in and shot a left hook, then a right with blinding speed. Crimson welled from Gunderson's nose and coated the lower half of his face as tears of pain trickled down his cheeks. Gunderson brought up his ham-like hands, but instead of striking out at John Henry, he pressed them over his face to protect his bleeding nose. As he stumbled backwards, his legs bumped against one of the bunks, and he folded up onto it. Gunderson rolled awkwardly onto his side and curled up into a ball. John Henry almost felt sorry for him. Almost.